Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the teacher. This is Ali, and today we're going to be discussing one of the very interesting topics, and it's one of the most debated topics as well. And the topic is the issue of predestination and free will. Brothers and sisters, in this discussion of predestination and free will, we're going to discuss the fatalist school of thought, and especially when they use the knowledge of the eternal of God, Almighty God, to their advantage. Some of them, the fatalists, they say, does God know that so and so at such an hour and such a day will kill someone innocent? Or does God know that such and such a person at such and such an hour in such and such place is going to consume alcohol? Does he know or not? Well, if we say no, that he does not know, we have denied God's knowledge. And if we say yes, that person must do this, and otherwise God's knowledge will be imperfect. Right? Now, this means God already knows. And if we say that, no, he doesn't know, then this means he doesn't have the knowledge of the unseen or the future. Thus, in order to preserve God's knowledge, a person is obliged to sin and obey God. That's how they take the conclusion out of this notion and out of this scenario. Brothers and sisters, the fact is, this excuse was fabricated in order to cover over the sins they wanted to commit, but they have forgotten the fact that we say that God knew from the eternity whether we would be inclined towards free will and choice and will obey or sin. That is, our will or choice was also part of God's knowledge. Thus, if we are obliged to sin, God's knowledge will become ignorant. Isn't that right? So, do you see the scenario? Basically, what they're doing is that they wanted to justify some of their sins and some of their criminal activities. So they're like, okay, well, God created me like this. He had written in my predestiny that I'm going to kill this person. So this was merely an excuse to get away from the graveness of that sin, the seriousness of their crimes. They just wanted to get away with it. Now, if we say that, okay, God did not know, okay, then they say, okay, if he doesn't know, then he doesn't have enough knowledge. How's that scenario, right? So this is the issue that is brought up by some of the fatalists. And as we said, fatalists, they believe that human beings are predestined, absolutely predestined in whatever they do. Whereas we said, in Islam, we do not believe in fatalism. There is predestination and there is free will, but they both are partial. So Islam believe in the middle way. Islam believe in the middle path. Okay, now we're going to go for a short break. Once we return from the break, we're going to discuss this issue and try to resolve it in today's show. Stay with us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Brother Mahdi. The discussion, does God know? Dear listeners, sometimes we think that maybe God doesn't know. But in fact, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the root and origin and essence of knowledge, He really does know. And He, the Almighty and Exalted, knows everything. In the book of Alame Barzakh, we find an interesting story. One day, Israel, the angel of death, entered the assembly of Prophet Sulaiman, Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him. In that gathering, Israel persistently and continuously stared at one of the associates of Prophet Sulaiman, Prophet Solomon, and after a short while, he departed from this gathering of Prophet Sulaiman. Now, after Israel had left, the angel of death, one of the people in the assembly asked Prophet Sulaiman, "Who was that person?" Prophet Sulaiman replies, "It was Israel, the angel of death." The man then says, "He kept looking at me as if he intended to seize my soul." Prophet Sulaiman inquired, "So what do you desire now?" The man said, "Order the wind to take me to India so that I may be far away from Israel, the angel of death." So Prophet Sulaiman commanded the wind, which took the person to India. The next time Prophet Sulaiman came across Israel, he asked Israel, "Why were you staring at one of my associates that one day?" Israel replied, "I had been ordered by Allah to seize the soul of that person. And I was supposed to seize the soul of that person in a short while from that time that I was looking at him. And I was supposed to seize his soul in India," meaning the person was supposed to die in India, but when Israel had came to the assembly of Prophet Sulaiman, the person was in West Asia of that time. So then Israel continues, he says, "But seeing him there left me greatly astonished," meaning, how could I take his soul in India when he is in a totally different place? And then Israel continues, he says, "I was greatly astonished. However, when I went to India at the exact appointed hour, the exact appointed time that he was supposed to die, I found him there and seized his soul." So yes, dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. He knows the past, the present, and even the future. He is the beginning and He is the end. So He knows the beginning and He knows the end. And what happens when we know that Allah knows? Well, we believe that Allah knows our ups and our downs. Allah knows our hardships and our pains. Allah knows our laughter and our tears. Well, we gain support and satisfaction and contentment and peace of mind and tranquility. Why? Because we realize we have the greatest support and helper on our side. The Holy Prophet of Allah shows us this beautiful path. The Holy Prophet Muhammad was passing through a street when somebody threw garbage on him. He had to return home to bathe and change his clothes. His beautiful and holy and pious daughter, the esteemed holy lady Fatima Zahra, saw him in that condition, and with tears flowing down her cheeks, she started removing the dust and the garbage from the Holy Messenger's head. He looked at her and said, "Don't weep, my dear Fatima, and don't be anxious and worried about my safety. Your father is not alone. The creator of the universe is with him." So, dear friends, when we know that the creator of the universe is with us, then Allah surely knows, as He knows all. Thanks for listening.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before we went on to the break, we were talking about the issue of predestination and free will, and we raised an interesting question and sort of an objection that is raised by fatalists. They use a notion to justify the criminal activities and the sinning of human beings through this notion. They said that since God created us, okay, does he know that we're going to do this and this sin in our lifetime or not? If we come back and say, no, God, you know, he didn't know, you know, he had no knowledge of that, then they come back and say, okay, well, your claim is that God has all the knowledge. He has absolutely every knowledge about everything. Now, you saying that he didn't know means that there's a deficiency in God. On the other hand, if we say, yes, God knew, then they come up with this objection that since he knew, this means he created us like that because we don't have a role to play in our creation. Brothers and sisters, we're going to try to resolve this issue within the next 3-4 minutes. So listen very carefully. Allow us to put forth some questions on the point to clarify them. Assume that a teacher knows that a lazy student will fail at the end of the year, and the teacher is 100% sure of this because of the years of experience as a teacher. And we all know that there are people who everybody is so sure about that this person, he cannot pass this class, right? When the student fails, can the student take the teacher to task and say, your knowledge and what you foresaw caused me to fail? Can the student blame the teacher? He has not been doing his homeworks. He has not been showing up in the class. He has not been studying that course. He has not even bought the books. All of those things the teacher knows is going to amount to him failing the class. Now, when he fails, can he turn around and tell the teacher that because of your knowledge and based on your knowledge, your evaluation of me caused me to fail? Or let us assume that he is a sinless and pure person and he knew of a murder which would take place on such and such a day and interferes to prevent it. Does the knowledge of this pure person take away the responsibility of the criminal, obliging the criminal to commit the crime? Okay, so let's say that you somehow have information of this crime that is going to take place, let's say an hour from now, where an innocent person is going to die. Let's say it happens, God forbid, that somebody comes around and kills that innocent person, and you already had that information. Now, does you having that information, you having that knowledge that this is going to happen, does that take away the burden of the crime from the shoulders of the criminal himself? Well, this is insane, right? This is not an argument. Or assume that a new machine has been invented which can predict the occurrence of an event several hours before it happens. And it can say that so-and-so and such-and-such an hour in such-and-such place will commit such-and-such an act. Does this oblige that person to do this? In summary, brothers and sisters, God's knowledge never obliges anyone to do anything. Understand the meaning of God's guidance and God's eternal knowledge. This eternal knowledge is part of his existence. It exists within his existence. Okay? This has nothing to do with that person making the wrong choices in his or her life.
Allah,
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.